number four. I was going over Market Watch. How realistic is a North American Union currency? Uniting U.S., Canada, Mexico money could result from crisis. And it goes on to say the New World Order is upon us, full of hope, promise. Oh. While they were building it, doesn't exist. Building the FEMA camps, getting the troops ready to engage us, doesn't exist. But we knew what was happening. We knew what was going on. We were warning you. Will you now listen? And then there's this article. Oh. Now I'm going to come back and we're going to talk to Anti-Illuminati, Lynn, Mike, Barry, Carmen, Anthony, and others that are patiently holding. Until the bottom of the hour, I'm going to take some phone calls. I'm going to hear what you have to say about the first hour, if you heard it, where I broke this down. Then I'm going to go back over it in more detail and continue with calls. But, and I want to go back and remind you of May 24, 2006. We had the secret FEMA documents. And then, over a year later, it came out in mainstream news that, yes, it was exactly as we said. Well, yeah, we had it from preachers, secret FEMA documents, training them to tell their flocks, go to the camps, turn your guns in, it's of the Lord. That's because they're not doing all this for nothing. You know, they're saying, well, we're doing this now with the FEMA camps because of the economic collapse. You're going to have to go to them, and we're going to run your local cities. But, oh, it's just because of the economic collapse. They've just been quietly setting this up for a long, long time. Secret FEMA plan to use pastors as pacifiers in preparation for martial law, forced inoculation, and so much more. And by the way, the pastor sent me these. And I said, okay, do I need to black your name out? And he said, yes. I said, do I need to black the fax number off? And he goes, no, it's a little local store. They don't even know me. I went to another little town. FEMA and Homeland Security went days after this story broke on our website. Butch Paul first covered it, but that didn't get the big attention it did on the show here. We had the preacher on. They went, because we left the fax number on there, put a bunch of pages up. I should have taken it off, but he said, you know, didn't have to do it. They went, got the security camera tapes, found out what his car was, found out which preacher it was. And they walked in to the hospital where he volunteers. He has a large flock as well, but hospital where he volunteers said, you're fired. Get out of here. You know why. Don't you ever talk about this stuff again. And then we talked to another pastor as well who was scared to come on air but gave us the same documents. People said, oh, it's not real. Oh, it's fake documents. You know, you're just making it all up. And then it's been on the news. In fact, I don't have it loaded in the computer here, but we've never played it on TV. We've always aired the audio. Pull up FEMA pastors for martial law, and there'll be several newscasts. Cue that up during the break. I want to find one of those for later in the show. It'll be on YouTube. In fact, Paul Watson wrote articles a year and a half later when we were proven right. Yeah, see, you're hitting date added. Yep, here it is. Pastors for martial law, continuity of government. So we'll show people that newscast. Actually, that's a remix where somebody put congressman talking about martial law mixed in with it. But I'll find it during the break. The point is that we're going to go over that. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls when we come back. Also, how realistic is a North American currency? I want to point you at Infowars.com to link through the Wall Street Journal and read this. As governments take on risk, as the price assets on behalf of the market transfer debt from private to elite bankers, the common denominator or release valve becomes the currency. If our economic condition is allowed to take medicine in the form of debt destruction, the greenback will appreciate, and asset classes as a whole will deflate. If we continue to inject drugs that mask symptoms rather than address the disease, the likelihood of a seismic readjustment increase in kind. Then they go on to say, the answer is the North American currency. You know, that's what's going to come from this. And it says the North American currency, called the Amero, in select circles, would effectively co-mingle the Canadian dollar, U.S., and Mexico peso. And then they go on to say that, you know, it's what's coming. Get ready for it.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I cannot find words to describe how serious it is that FEMA came out and announced that they built all these FEMA camps for the American people, and now they're trying to pass legislation under NORTHCOM to forcibly merge your local police, the National Guard, and everything underneath these systems. And they're going to have tens of thousands of preachers going around telling their flocks to go to the FEMA camps. Right now on screen, right here, we have the newscast a year and a half after we broke it, admitting exactly what we said, but spinning it like martial law is a good thing and all this stuff's great. This is real. And just like in Nazi Germany, they'd say, we're relocating you because of the economic downturn or the war to a place where you'll be safe. And then they're saying also troublemakers will have to be held in the camps. So this is how they're going to introduce it, get the local police and military to follow orders and go along with it. And then they can turn the heat up. So this is happening. This is going on. We're going to go to your phone calls now. Yesterday, I had a bunch of callers who were on hold when the show ended, and I promised that if they called back today, they would go to the head of the line when we did open the phones up. And Anthony in Georgia, we're going to go to in a moment, has called back. He started getting into an analogy of Barack Obama, and then we had to cut him off because the show ended. So I wanted to go back to Anthony. And also, I'm doing Men on the Street interviews, one of the last things I'm shooting for this Obama deception film. And we're also going to take some clips from the show of listeners calling in about Barack Obama with their take on him, but particularly African Americans, because I've been pleasantly pleased and surprised because I really thought that the Obama folks, black or white, were completely sold on his fraud. But particularly black folks that I'm talking to really know what's going on and see right through it. Now it turns out one of the top guys in Public Enemy came out, and I didn't even know this. I saw some other videos. He's a fan of the show, you know, not just KRS-One. And KRS-One was telling me the other night, he said, man, so much of hip-hop just loves you. I'd heard that, but I didn't really know that. So the good news is not everybody is drinking the Kool-Aid here. And that's going to become more and more evident as things get worse and worse. Now, I had a Obama supporter in the trailer for the Obama Deception film comment and say that by me criticizing Obama and saying he's selling out on his promises and is just a puppet of the elite, that I somehow am a traitor. And I've gotten hundreds of these emails. There's on this one trailer just a few days after we released it, thousands of comments. And the majority of them are awake and know what's going on. A lot of them are, you know, pointing out that they're black folks and that they see right through Obama and that I exposed Bush for 8 years and that this is nonpartisan, that we're trying to get folks to look past, like KRS-One has said, past the Burger King manager, George Bush or Barack Obama, to the franchise owners, the elite. These presidents are diversions to keep us looking down here instead of up there at the real power structure. And you look at these comments. This is from JX Ford One from YouTube on our official Obama trailer, the Obama Deception. Why didn't this piece of bleeping producer, creator, take on Bush? This looks like far right wing propaganda machine that will break down soon enough. People are tired of bullcrap and need solutions. If you're not part of the solution, If you're not part of it, then you are a disruptor. So he says, if you are not part of it, then you are a disruptor. Get ready for the new O generation, one of responsibility and servitude for the greater good. United States of America is the greatest country ever. Well, servitude is not service. Service is what you choose to do for humanity, and you choose how you do that. Servitude, in the dictionary, is slavery. But that's what this fake service is, this compulsory service. It is slavery. So this person's own ignorance shines through here, and they inadvertently tell the truth and talk about servitude. So we're taking your phone call, seeing what you think of Barack H. Obama. Is he a Judas goat? Is he a front man? Is he a betrayer? Let's go to Anthony in Georgia. Anthony, what's your take on Barack Obama?
Okay, Alex, it's an honor talking to you. Basically, I compare Barack Obama to a vampire. And he's like the black vampire, like on the 1995 movie with Eddie Murphy, A Vampire in Brooklyn, because of his AFRICOM policy. And AFRICOM is basically U.S. African Defense Ministry. And on February 6th of 2007, the Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, during the Bush administration, with the same Defense Secretary Obama carried over, declared his operations in Africa under the title of AFRICOM. And then on February 10th, 4 days later, Obama announces his candidacy for president. And so, you know, a lot of people are thinking, well, it's just a poor continent with a whole bunch of third world countries out there, so it doesn't matter. But they don't realize the big picture. Africa has the most abundant natural resources, the most abundant amount of gold, the most abundant amount of natural gas, most abundant amount of diamonds, the most abundant amount of pure metals such as iron and such as steel than any other landmass on the planet Earth. And throughout history, every empire has dreamed of controlling Africa, because the emperor knows as soon as they have control over Africa, they have all the natural resources and they have all the manpower they need to conquer the world.
Well, so let me interrupt and elaborate on that. They have NORTHCOM, the military jurisdiction over the United States, openly being set up for martial law and 20,000 combat troops to be used against the American people. That's being announced. So they set up Homeland Security and then turn it against the people, what it was meant to do all along. Bush continues. He passes the baton to Obama. He continues the same policy. And, yes, they want, instead of SOUTHCOM or NORTHCOM or CENTCOM over different regions of the world, they're setting up AFRICOM, and they're admitting that the U.S. forces need to go into Africa. Now, you made another point, though, that I want you to elaborate on and repeat today, because we weren't recording then and you got cut off. I want to put it in the film. Continue, sir, with your analogy of they're looking through the peephole. In your own words, repeat that.
Right. They put the face of Barack Obama as part of their public relations, because it's like in the old folk tales about vampires. a vampire cannot force his way into somebody's house. It's against some kind of metaphysical law. So the vampire has to persuade the resident of the household to open the door and invite him in. So they're going to look at the people at Barack Obama, which looks like them and appears to be on their side. They're going to say, okay, here's my ally. Let me open the door and let me let this person in. And then Barack Obama is just, of course, a front man for the American empire, where he's going to have the entire U.S. Navy, the entire U.S. Army, and the entire U.S. Marines under AFRICOM command. And, of course, he's going to turn it into a new Iraq, and he's going to turn it into a new Afghanistan. Everything, every operation that you see going on in Iraq and Afghanistan is going to propagate to the poor countries of Africa. And
well, sir, I agree with you. Sir, I agree with you. They're looking to the people. They see a handsome, smiling African face. You know, he's all, hey, I'm from Kenya. And then it's a total bait and switch. But it's the same thing here in the United States, where they would get sellout Native American chiefs to sell out their people. This is the
right.
oldest trick in the book. And he can also pacify the most downtrodden minority groups in the United States. And he's saying, hey, get ready for sacrifice. Get ready to lose your standard of living. They're like, yay, I love Obama. They could never get away with this with a John McCain. And
right.
so you're absolutely right. Talking to folks in your community, are they waking up?
I'm trying to talk to some people. I actually know a lot of African immigrants here. And, you know, and they're just ecstatic. Barack Obama is elected president. Even in Kenya, I talked to a Kenyan. They actually have a Barack Obama day now. They marked on the calendar. They're celebrating his birthday. And I'm trying to tell them, in 4 years, you're going to erase that calendar. You're not going to send
Did you see the first thing Barack Obama did when he got elected? Is he doubled the, quote, family planning, which is really eugenics, the inoculations,
right.
the birth control, the abortions in Africa. And then he's
right.
funding forced abortions in China. And even the liberal Huffington Post decried that. So he's bringing death to Africa. And I agree, they need him to continue their operation, because Africa's been saying no to GMO food, no to the inoculations, no to the Planned Parenthood. They have figured it out. They've got African Nobel laureates saying HIV was invented. The documents have been declassified. So Africa's waking up, and the establishment needs Barack Obama. I totally agree with you.
Exactly. And in my analysis, it seems like America is still in a page from history, because the Romans did the exact same thing. There was a man named Septimus Severus. And from 145 A.D. to 211 A.D., he was the first Roman emperor born of the African province of Rome. And guess what, Alex? He was a mulatto. His father was of Libyan descent from the Berber tribe. And his mother was Italian descent of the Roman lineage. And, of course, he pushed the Roman Empire further into Syria, went on into further east into Syria, and also conquered further west in the Britannian area. And he increased Roman legions from 25 to 33 sovereign legions of the Empire of Rome. So it looks like they're doing the same thing all over again. They're getting somebody. And from his own literature, and from people who were critiquing him, he seemed to be harsher on the African people than the natural-born European presence of the Roman Empire in Africa. So they're getting their own kind to turn on their own kind, pretty much. They always get a native-born person of the tribe they want to betray to be the betrayers, because they'll be trusted more and they'll have more open doors toward them. And that's exactly what's going to happen towards Africa. And, you know, my heart goes out to them, because, you know, even though I don't know them by name, because, of course, I don't even know my last name, still, you know, all tribalism aside, I feel a connection to every person on this world. And black, white, red, yellow, you know, we all need to come together and stop this. Because...
Exactly. And that's why I can't buy into the hype in the name of false brotherhood and say I'm endorsing Obama just for feel good. I have a responsibility to reach out to everybody and tell them the truth, because the people deserve that. Good to hear from you, my friend. I appreciate you calling.
No problem, Alex. Thanks.
Take care. Anthony from Georgia. All right, we're going straight to your calls. Anti-Illuminati, Lynn, Mike, Barry, Cameron, Mike, everybody else. In fact, Mike will be first. He disagrees. Stay with us. This is the GCN Radio Network.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
All right, let's try to go to your calls as quickly as possible here. Let's talk to Mike in Montreal, Canada, disagrees. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing? Thank you very much for taking my call. I just want to preface real quick. You're one of the reasons I got off the street, got clean, got my life together, educated myself, and taken my education to such a high level that, you know, I can talk out people that have gone to universities and stuff, and because of guests like Alan Watt that you have on. And I owe you so much, and even the faith that you speak about, and it's just bringing my faith to a whole new level, and I'm so grateful for that. I really am. I do owe you my life. Thank you very much, Alex. The only thing I have to disagree with is the comment sections at the end of your articles. I find all of your articles so empowering. I read through them. And then, like everybody, I scroll through every comment, and by the end of that, I'm just so tired from the disinformation that's on there. And even I've noticed in your show, you spend so much time just speaking about all that disinformation. It's just taking so much energy away from us.
Well, stop for just a minute. Look, if I go to a YouTube video with our trailer posted with almost 70,000 views in 2 days, and I point out that this person says that we're right-wing and how dare us not expose Bush out of ignorance, we're showing that they're ignorant, and we're showing that he says it's one of responsibility and servitude. They're saying we're going to be slaves, and I'm pointing out that they think slavery is freedom. So I don't think that's spending time on disinformation. That's spending time looking at what people are doing. You know, we don't censor InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the comment sections, but the disinformation all day accuses us of it as they're there posting. Now, there is some problems with our servers and caching and WordPress, and I can't still post at my house to my websites for some reason. We do have things like, kill the president erased. There's a few words that are blocked, but there's not people actively in there, censoring it. So we let them go on and lie about us and say horrible things about us and, do terrible things. And, you know, we leave it up when somebody puts a link to where I live. Except it's not where I live, so I kind of feel sorry for whoever lives there. There's a lot of Alex Joneses in this world, including four of them in Austin. But Alex Jones called me like 2 weeks ago and said, I had somebody come knock on my door. What the hell? Can't you make it? I'm like, hey, man, I'm sorry. That's this bad person doing this, not me. We had to take things like K-I-L-L Obama. We had to take that. We had to ban that term because I had a Secret Service out here twice. But other than that, we did the comment sections for the First Amendment, even though it's our site and we can do whatever we want, to open it up and have debate. And so it does let the disinfo in and does let them do that. But it makes the sites bigger, more dynamic, more popular. They've only grown since we've done it. And it's the big boy world, big boy pants time. And people are learning about the disinfo. And the answer to all the disinfo in there is go in there as a good person and post documents, post news articles, post stories, post information. And don't feed the trolls, as they say. When I get up on air and occasionally mention it, it's not to feed trolls. It's to point out that this person isn't a troll. I mean, a troll's not going to say it's time for us to be in servitude. This isn't even sarcasm. This is an ignorant person. So I'm just illustrating their mental bondage when I do that. But, maybe you're right. Maybe I should get rid of the message board. And the message board does have some censorship in it. Because I set that up, and we had a few moderators on there because people were saying the same thing, go kill this person, go kill that person. I had the police calling me 4 or 5 years ago. So I picked a few moderators. I think some of them may go overboard sometimes, and I've even called a few of the moderators. They don't really work for us. Just people that we've seen have a good track record and say, hey, let folks attack me in there. Do that. But there are no moderators on the InfoWars and Prison Planet, and people are in there going crazy. But that's what freedom looks like. And, what am I supposed to do? There's CENTCOM guys on there saying they're going to rape my wife. That's who they are. It really shows us who they are. They kind of discredit themselves, don't you think?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for answering my question. And just real quick, I just wanted to mention, I really think atheism is a new form of a soft kill weapon. And there's just so much research that's been done.
It makes you not be tied into your higher consciousness. It makes you just think that you're just a machine off pheromones and ideas, and you only love your baby because of oxytocin. None of this stuff is real, and it's all hormones. So if they kill masses of us, it's no big deal. They're great scientists. Yes, it's a way to kill your natural instinct to survive. They're trying to turn that instinct off, turn the family off, so they can have superiority.
Thank you very much, Alex. I owe you my life. Thank you, my friend.
Well, how did you awaken when we explained that being on drugs, being in the system, lets the enemy win, and it's not radical and cool? It's radical and cool to be upright and strong and focused and informed?
Well, I just never had any positive role male models, and I remember hitting rock bottom. I really remember what that's like and just feeling completely powerless, uneducated.
Stay there. I want to hear more about this, and we'll go to everybody else's call. Stay with us, folks. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
There's a woman in the night. She's got a baby in her hands. She wants to go to the light, but she's got to have another fix, folks. And they're shipping that heroin into her from Central Asia, from Afghanistan. And they're going to CPS her baby. Then they're going to hop it up on drugs. They're going to do medical experiments on it. And the dumbed-down public's going to think they're still in Disneyland and not really know they're in hell. The whole United States is one big sin city. Let's play this one line. There's a woman in the night with a baby in her hands. And then we're going to go back to anti-Illuminati. No, we were talking to Mike in Montreal. I'm going to run through your calls and get more into the FEMA camps and some other news. But anybody you've warned about the New World Order that's laughed at you, they can't laugh anymore. It's all public now. Now is the time to reach out to people and to warn them. And as things get worse, they will remember what you told them. We have a chance to turn this around. Crank it up. There's a woman in the night. She's counting on you to help her, folks.
Ever gonna go, ever
yourself. You don't have all the bling and the sickness of power. Remember how blessed you are. Remember how good you've got it in this country. And realize we've got to defend it. We've got to protect it. Okay, sir, give us your testimony of waking up, getting in power, getting out of the system, getting out of all the modes of control they try to put over you. Go ahead.
Thank you. That song was awesome. I do remember hitting rock bottom, and there's nothing worse than waking up, not having any education, barely knowing how to read or write, and being in the system and trying to get out and having everybody in your life, all of your friends, still in that lifestyle and trying to overcome that. But the only thing that allowed me to do that is having the desire and the want to do that. You know, I wanted to become educated. I wanted to know how to read and write. I wanted to find the truth. And honestly, you are one of the reasons I followed through on that, and I got access to more information. But I have to admit, I did follow a lot of, like, disinfo books and on how to become more awakened and stuff, and, you know, all the disinformation stuff. But
that's what happens. That's all part of the process. Then you develop a palate to tell us.
Absolutely, and I just have to say, one of your guests, Alan Watt, he's the absolute source for amazing information. And if you just listen to all of his lectures, you'd be more educated than anyone with a PhD. You know, that's just my take on that. Just absolutely genius guy.
That's why we have him on.
Yeah, you just have to want it, Alex, and I'm proof of that. You have to want to get better. You have to want to educate yourself. And when you do it, there's nothing more empowering than knowing who your enemies are, how you're getting suckered. And I love it. I love being awake, Alex. And the New World Order is never going to break me. I'm telling you that right now. Never.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you. Okay, let's go to Anti Illuminati in Nevada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, thanks for taking my call. This is Anti Illuminati from your Prison Planet Forum message board. The main topic I want to touch on is P-TECH and the mind control technology that exists. But before I do that, I want to have a little message for a certain group of people that serve the New World Order, and that's the people that work at the Department of Public Safety in every state that are that think that they're providing for the security of people by entering all these people into sex offender registry databases. You people have been exposed. Your departments are all under NORTHCOM, okay? Anyone can just type in Northern Command and Department of Public Safety, you'll get thousands of hits. They've got all these different databases called Justice Exchange, Alert Express, Sonar. And here's the thing about all this stuff. All the computer systems in the world of all the, basically all the big corporations and military, they're all compromised from the P-TECH software that was used to facilitate the 9/11 attacks that was installed on the FAA computers and NORAD by Felix Rausch, one of the globalist top computer programmers. Okay, so the underlying thing about the New World Order's scientific dictatorship, to be more specific, a lot of it is a computer dictatorship.
No, I know. It's a unified grid. They built the system. They have all the back doors. And then all the major keys to the back doors are held by Israel.
Yep. And they can, you know, if they wanted to, they could cause any airliner to crash in the world. After 9/11, Raytheon got all these contracts on a global basis. For example, they were contracted out to revamp the air traffic control systems at the Basra Airport in Baghdad. So it's like, hey, we'll keep you safe, We're basically living in a real life version of live free or die hard. I mean, if the American people are going to retake their government back or any nation, part of doing that is this system has to be exposed and shut down.
That's right. They use films like that where the one government guy, you know, steals all the money out of the bank accounts, and now look what the bankers are actually doing. They're stealing all the money out of the bank accounts and then posing as the saviors, saying, make us world government powers, make us the New World Order, we'll fix it. And it's even in the Wall Street Journal saying, oh, we're going to have a new Amero, a new North American Union. It's a new idea we just got to save the economy. How many years did I say? They'd blow the economy off of the North American Union, that's how they'd sell it. And now, after denying it, they're now announcing it because it means they're about to try to publicly bring it in. It's already there, it's already operating, and it's high treason.
And another thing that's really that people need to look at, I mean, I urge anybody to go on your forum and just search for PTEC. You don't, I mean, there's, I post a lot of stuff on there. I've got almost 1,000 posts total. I did a lot of research on it. It's extremely important because it explains, you know, a lot of people, they have a, they can't really understand, well, how are these, how is the New World Order so powerful?
The state police, the local police are all under NORTHCOM in the threat integration fusion centers, and now they're announcing onto the fusion centers they've built or are building giant FEMA camps where pastors will oversee us, and where, again, the economy will bankrupt. First, they'll put people in them who want to be there, and then they'll advertise that and condition everybody to accept it. That's what's so incredible about this new legislation, because they admit it all exactly as I broke it down, because I was looking at all the pieces, and then I said when they get ready to really prepare to use this, or when they get ready to attempt to use this, they will roll it out. Not, we're putting you in a death camp, but, oh, it's an emergency center for your safety and protected by the police. And they're doing it. I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. We talked to that guy for hours, but we've got to get to other callers. Lynn in Connecticut, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello.
Hey, Lynn. Oh,
yes. Hi, Alex. Thank you. I just want to say you're a great honor to our nation, and we love you. Before I get to the FEMA camps, I'll be quick with you. You talk about the preachers. I happen to have joined the society. I'm a traditionalist Catholic, and you probably never heard of Bishop Williamson, but he speaks out against the New World Order all the time. So I'm happy I finally belong to a church that speaks out against, you know, what's going on. And he's telling us, like, what to do. Do you think we need to, like, have backpacks and, like, go into hiding and everything? Or
no.
No.
We need to fight like the Dickens now to expose the agenda, because this is a very unpopular criminal agenda.
Yeah.
We have to know how they're going to roll their agenda out. We have to know how they're always going to put a nice face on it. We have to say no, 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 and scream bloody murder. Then they won't be able to get this agenda through. This, I mean, they may have the, you know, the high ground with the power and the money, but we have the high ground spiritually and in the right, and we have the people. And the folks are now waking up, and this Obama delusion is already starting to fade somewhat, and it's going to only fade faster. But yes, be prepared.
Yeah,
that if they start saying, well, due to rioting and the breakdown of no food, they're going to make you, if they decide to pull the trigger on this, if we expose them enough and they put up trial balloons as they're doing now, they may back off and then keep building and waiting for a future date. See, we're backing them off. But now it looks like we backed them off, but now they're just, you know, it appears that they're going to go ahead and launch in the next 6 months to 2 years. It appears. I mean, this is one of the final pieces of the puzzle when they come out and announce, yes, camps for your safety. Camps, happy, fun places, but you'll have to work in the camps because the economy's bad. Service. So you have to be ready that if things are breaking down and falling apart, you won't have to go to the Superdome to be loaded on trucks and helicopters to be taken to a FEMA camp. Or you have to be ready to be self-sufficient. And then they'll come through in phase two and try to confiscate your guns and take you to a camp because you're not allowed to stay. At that point, you have to say, and it'll still be on radio and TV. There'll still be some power in areas, and you know, if they go with this operation, and you'll see the camps, the people eating food, watching Obama on big screen TVs, you know, in the outside areas and living in tents and in portable buildings, and you know, it'll show kids on jump ropes. Hey, the emergency FEMA center, it's great, and it will be great, except for those being taken off to the back 40 and you know, put in an acid bath or killed. Or flown to a black site, but no, they're going to PR the camps. You got to ask when that truck pulls up, are you going to go to the camp?
No.
And at that point, you know, God helps those that helps themselves, and that's the point where it's lock and load time.
Oh, okay, good. That's good to know. And also,
yeah, that's when it's lock and load. And I mean, we're not looking for this. It's not a fun thing. It's not a happy thing. I'm not going to a camp where some piece of filth guard is going to break my family up and take me off for interrogation so they can torture me for 2 years and put me on TV saying, you know, that I was a bank robber. It ain't happened.
No.
And that's it. I'm committed. You know, I mean, that's the way it is. You know, I'm not out there offensively doing anything.
No.
I'm not getting on an army truck. I'm not going anywhere. And we have to commit and say, that's it. You know, we're not going to your stinking camps that you said didn't exist, and now, oh, we just built them to save you. They just popped up like mushrooms after a rain. It's just brand new because of the economic problem.
I know. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. I feel bad because so many people I talk to, they don't believe, you know.
Well, they're going to say, but Obama says it's for our safety. Oh, and then again, if they can't get their agenda through, that will be a victory for us. It won't happen under Obama. It'll happen under Schwarzenegger or whoever comes next. And then we'll be here fighting it when there's camps all around us and they've got PR announcements. What's wrong with the camps? The camps are great. See, and it'll be like, Alex, so they built camps. You're not in it yet, are you? As we fight politically to say no. You understand?
Yes, yes. Well,
see, it's
right.
A PR war. It's not like one day everybody's grabbed and goes to the camps. Study Nazi Germany.
I know.
It took 10 years to really get it going before they were, you know, first they'd lock down neighborhoods. And that's what Homeland Security says. Life will be locked down neighborhoods showing, you know, to get out of your neighborhood. They already have towns all over the country where you're not allowed to go out 24 hours a day without showing passes. They call it martial law.
Here
they call it Connecticut, Kentucky,
yeah.
All over Arkansas, Oklahoma. We played the newscast here.
And
there's checkpoints at every street. Everybody shows their ID to go to work, and then they say, go right back home. It's already begun, and you've got a local FEMA command center.
Yes.
The troops are advising all of that. They've just come back from Iraq and Fallujah and Basra, where they run those ops, and to them it's normal.
Yeah.
See, and so they've got to acclimate the troops and the military. All that, well, it's a camp. We're here giving them food. We had a problem at the camp. We had to take the guy that wanted to leave. We had to ship him to one of the more secure camps. Well, where did Bob go? Are you causing a problem under the Patriot Act? We have zero tolerance. You heard that lawyer, top lawyer last hour, say that arguing with any of them is at least 20 years in prison. He said that's the sentence. 20 years in prison for talking to them.
Wow.
All right, you're arguing. We're taking your children to this area. They're getting shot, sir. Sir, America's in trouble. We're just trying to do our job. This is exactly how it's going to be. He calls a disturbance. Send him to Camp 7. And then they'll put you on a helicopter, fly you 100 miles, and there it'll be, you son of a bitch, you want to cause problems? Come here, Jones. Hey, knock your teeth out, you son of a bitch. I used to see your website, and I used to come. Die, you son of a bitch. Yeah, we rule America. Hell yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. And that's what it's about, stealing and grabbing and snatching and just doing whatever they want. Well, it isn't going to happen.
I know.
I'm not going to be in there with those pieces of filth with their dogs and they're torturing people. I'm not going to be part of it. It isn't happening.
I know. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Almost broke my hand there. But that's who these demons are. They're just going to love it. Men and women cornered all day. The Army's own report admitted 97% of those picked up at Iraq checkpoints and taken to scores of camps just didn't have their ID in order. And they take them in there, and they hired former federal prison guards who'd lost their jobs for torture and rape, and they're just waiting. Just, and they just bring in the children, and they go, you're going to tell me you're Al-Qaeda. Bring the five-year-old here in front of them. The parents are chained down, and they just, all right. I mean, literally, that's in the Army reports. Give me the battery acid. I'm going to put battery acid all over this. You're Al-Qaeda. And they're going to come back to America, and they're just like, they're psychopathic killers. Same guys you see out grabbing women off the road. But now they're in a uniform. I'm Officer Demoski. I got a Clockwork Orange. And it isn't a joke, ladies and gentlemen. They're everywhere. They just love death and destruction. They love feeding. They love pain. They love the power trip of just knocking teeth out and killing people and beating them to death all day. And just, ha, 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 yes, yes, oh. And that's what the Army reports. So it's going to be the same with you. Officer, what's this checkpoint? What's going on? Get out of the car. Hey, officer, I'm not going anywhere. Well, your papers aren't in order. But I'm... That's it. They argued with us. Patriot Act. Patriot Act. Bill, where are you going? The children are crying. Ma'am, we'll take you to a facility. It's all right. He's just going for interrogation and a security check. Move forward. Next car. Lots of young guys on power trips, walking over and inspecting, You know, they're all compartmentalized, just doing their job. They've been assessed, analyzed for that personality type. But Bob, he's going to be trucked to a facility 200 miles away where they're just waiting. And they have those camps all over the world, and they're just waiting, just psychos. The dungeon keepers. And they love it. They love the humiliation. They love the screams of pain. On Taxi to the Dark Side, they admit they would just grab innocent camel herders. They just had numbers to show of terror, and they would beat them for, you know, like 10, 15 hours straight till their legs liquefied. And they would just take them and go, throw them in the pit. And then they'd have doctors go fill out the report that they, you know, died of a heart attack, some 16-year-old. Bring me another to the pit. And I'm going to beat you. I mean, what kind of psycho just beats people for 10 hours? And they would take turns beating, beating and beating. Oh, I love the demonic power. Just seething with hatred, seething with evil. That's their spirit, crushing it. That's who we're facing. Degenerate scumbag filth everywhere, feeding on you and your family. We're going to beat these bastards. They're not going to stop
us. There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Take a look out your window there. There's a scene you'd like to catch. You know, we got loaded phone lines. I want to go to all your calls, but I wanted to get more into the FEMA camp legislation. I covered it in the first hour. It's about to re-air in the rebroadcast on the internet streams at InfoWars.com in T-minus 5 minutes, 35 seconds. Yeah, sometimes Satan comes a man of Obama peace. Satan comes a man of peace. Now, first he's in the back. All right. Looks, I'm not joking about the cadres and psycho torturers they've got. Instead of being scared and cowing to them, realize they're a bunch of bully, scumbag, filth. And if I can gut up and be on the front lines fighting them, no matter what comes of it, you can do the same thing, too. Just commit to it. You ever grown up in life and bullies when you were 13, 14 years old? You know, they might be 18 or beating you up. And finally, you just learn how to get mad. It's always kind of good when somebody starts a fight with you and you're kind of worried about that first punch connects with your head and you just, and I mean, you just fire up. Now you're going to get it. Those cowards, the bullies, all of a sudden go, because they can tell it's ass-whooping time. Huge can of whoop-ass is about to be opened. Well, we are going to kick the New World Order's butt. Satan, he come as a man of peace. Stop being suckers. Another caller called in that disagreed there. I'm not going to have time to get to him. Maybe I'll have time to get to Brian here at the very end of the show before the rebroadcast and the key analysis of the FEMA camp. I did an hour on it. I meant to get back into it, but it's coming up right now. But without these sponsors, we wouldn't even be here. And one of them is eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com, the best durable foods company out there, the best deals, the best prices. And I just hope that you'll give eFoods Direct a call, get a free catalog or free audio CD or watch the free videos materials at their website, eFoodsDirect.com, and find out more, because that's how they'll get you to go to the FEMA camp. They're going to have people begging to get in those camps. That's where the food's going to be, and the image of people, it's like getting the new Cabbage Patch doll, the new Beanie Baby. I want in the camp. The camp's fun. They'll even have Hollywood stars come out and sing for the people in the camp. They're going to make it fun. They're going to make it cool. That's how they're going to introduce it to you, and that's right there in the legislation. You understand that? So eFoodsDirect.com, don't be dependent on the system. Get to where you're self-sufficient, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. And another one of our fine sponsors that's made today's transmission possible is My Solar Backup, the best little solar package out there, 1,800 watts, mysolarbackup.com, or 877-327-0365. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1,800, power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right. It generates free electricity once you've gotten the system. MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. I don't have time to get to a caller that disagrees. Well, I'll give him 1 minute here at the end. Brian in Texas, what do you disagree with? I need to go to the FEMA camps, or they don't exist, or the Wall Street Journal, is it calling for a new world order and saying you'll save us right now?
Alex, listen, what I disagreed with was, I hope I wasn't deceptive with your screener, but you had Joe Rogan on the other day, and Rogan posed the question. Y'all were talking about this collapse, and he says, you know, Alex, don't you believe that this is, you know, greed played a part? And you kind of let him off the hook, and I realize you want to get these guys on. You don't want them to, you know, confront them and wear them out and make them look stupid. But, look, this $4 a gallon for an extended period of time literally transferred billions of dollars in would-be mortgage money, billions or trillions of dollars in would-be mortgage money from these people who cannot afford to pass up food, gas.
Yeah, no. It was done to get people more in debt. Look, I'm bringing Joe, who didn't used to think 9/11 was an inside job, over to us. I've known Joe for 10 years. Joe was just in town and came in studio. Okay, so and then through Joe, I meet more celebrities who I can then convert over to reality. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission starts now, one place. Infowars.com and other family of websites like PrisonPlanet.com. Key analysis coming up now. Please listen carefully. Listen carefully. This is key.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.